So next we'll have Christine Aquino, who's representing the School of Natural Sciences and the School of Graduate Medical Sciences at Baylor University, as well as Planned Parenthood of South Florida and Treasure Coast.
Hi, good afternoon. In a recent study by the National Campaign to Prevent Unplanned Teen Pregnancy, they found that 87% of teens say it would be easier to postpone sexual activity if they could have an open and honest conversation with their parents. However, out of that that percentage, only 37% say they have had such conversation. And 90% of parents of teens who believe they should talk to their teens just don't know how or what to say or when to do it. So adult role models. Sometimes silence is not always golden. Planned Parenthood knows that parents play a critical role in providing information and assurance to their children when it comes to sexuality. With the first adult role model starting at Planned Parenthood of New York City, we, Planned Parenthood of South Florida, also initiated the program. We did make necessary delivery adjustments because of the populations that we serve. The program empowers parents to take the initiative to educate and inform their community about sexual health and teen pregnancy. My name is Christine Aquino, and I have no relationships to disclose. So the question, for 5 years consecutively, Adult Role Models has been funded by the same funder, and each year the program has met its requirements. However, up to that point, we had not invested in measuring the ultimate impact that it did to our targeted audience, which are the parents. So the question is, does a sexuality train the trainer program increase a parent's comfort level and preparedness when talking to their children about sexuality? And at the same time, I was working on my master's thesis, so it was like two birds with one stone kind of thing. The program. Like I've said, it's a train-the-trainer program for parents and adults. The program itself is a grassroots approach to changing adolescent sexuality behaviors. Like a house of cards, ARMS begins at the bottom, making sure to create lasting relationships within our community. We then have community health workers who then go out into the community spreading the word. One without the other would surely make the house of cards fall apart. The training usually takes place in a community center. This is a very important part of our program because, as many of you know, that having a good relationship with that community center that has been there for a while really gives you some eyes and ears on what's going out in that designated population. The training is 75 hours, and at the end, they will have the ability to talk to their child and their community about sexuality. The program itself is generously funded by Children's Services Council, or CSC of Palm Beach, which dedicates property tax money to local programs to benefit the county's children and families. Before I go on, I just want to do kind of like defining some words. When I say adult role models, ARMS, I'm referring to the people that have gone through the training. And when I say parents and adults, these are the people that actually attend ARMS workshops in the community. So the procedure goes, the ARMS attend 75 hours of training with 45 hours dedicated to attending these topics. A majority of these topics are usually taught by Planned Parenthood community educators, but for topics such as HIV/AIDS or sexual orientation, we kind of like to contract outside with other community agencies so that we can give that community a sense of there's another area you can go to if you have specific questions or specific needs. We want to open up the floodgates when it comes to information in our communities. Part B of ARMS, which is the last 30 hours, are dedicated to practice workshops. This is the time when they've gone through all this, all these trainings, all those classes, they're going to then teach back to their peers, kind of strengthening their communication and training skills. When the training is over, which usually takes 2.5 months, the ARMS receive a $400 stipend. And after that, for every workshop they do out in the community, they get $20. A workshop consists of 6 individuals. They can do these workshops in their church, they could do it at a friend's house, they could do it at their home, or even under a neighborhood tree. The whole point is for an adult role model to do it in a setting that's comfortable to them. Methods. For this for this study, for my master's thesis and for work, we focused on three locations, and we did these locations because they had a very high STI and teen pregnancy rate. Just to give you kind of an idea, I'm just going to kind of describe each setting that we focus on. For 33407 West Palm Beach, we contract with the Urban League, and most of the adults that go through the training are African American. This area is has extreme wealth and extreme poverty. You can find yourself in one block looking at million-dollar homes. You turn the next corner, and you're at a housing project. For 33430 Belle Glade, we work with Repair Shop Ministries, and the people that go through the training are mainly Haitian. Belle Glade, imagine sugarcane fields, an extreme farmland. That small-town feeling is still very evident in their downtown area. But however, this area does have high rates of poverty and unemployment rates. For our next section, we do 33460 Lake Worth. We work with a Hispanic agency. This is a very, this community right here in Lake Worth is growing with Hispanics, and they're very tight-knit. And for our last one, 33476 Pahokee, it's very similar to Belle Glade. It's off the shores of Lake Okeechobee, and the people that go through the training are also African American. For each agency, we had to recruit 10 to 15 individuals. They must be at least 18 years of age or older to attend the training workshop, and they must also live in these areas. The measurements that we're taking for the arms, the people going through the training, we really wanted to know if there was an increase in sexual health knowledge by 80%. We wanted to see if there was an increase in comfort level when talking to kids about sexuality, and we wanted to know if there was an increase in training skills. Now for the parents, the one who actually sit through a workshop in by the arms in the community area, we wanted to see if 75% are comfortable giving sexual information, 60% are comfortable starting a conversation with their child, and 60% report feeling comfortable talking to their kids about sexuality after the workshop. So finally, the arms result, the people that have gone through the training. We gave them 6 out of 9, we gave them a pre and post test, and the results show that the program reached its goal of participants obtaining 80% or higher on the post exam. And besides that, we also wanted to see like an accumulative pre-test and an accumulative post-test. As you can see, the average for the pre-test was an 84%, and it moved up to a 94%. We did note that there was not 100% reach because some of the questions were belief questions, such as, is sexual orientation A, a choice, B, a behavior, C, an attitude, or D, none of the above? A lot of the respondents put A, a choice, when the answer was D, none of the above. And that's totally fine because we don't aspire to change a parent's values or belief system. We just want to give them medically accurate information. So we've also wanted to see what the adult role models at the beginning of their training, how well prepared were they already to talk to their children about sexuality. So we found that 13% were not prepared at all, 32% were pretty well prepared, and a majority of 55% of them were not very prepared to talk to their child. 6 months after the training, we noted that 15% were pretty well prepared and 85% were very well prepared after the training. Continuing on, we also took their comfort level measures at the beginning on how they felt about talking to their child about sexuality. 10% were comfortable, 35% very uncomfortable, and 55% were uncomfortable. 6 months after the training, we took that survey again, and we noted that 7% were comfortable, and a majority, 93%, were very comfortable to talk to their child about sexuality. So now we've measured what we've done with our adult role models, the one going to the trainings. But now we wanted to see with the people they're outreaching to, which for the year 06-07, they were able to reach over 4,800 individuals in their community. Those are the people we wanted to see if our arms were making an impact. So we did phone surveys. We randomly called participants who attended an arms workshop and asked the following questions. After listening to, insert the presenter's name, presentation on how to talk to your kids about sexuality, how comfortable are you with the information now? Our second question was, how well prepared do you feel after the workshop to talk to your child about sexuality? And lastly, the question was, how comfortable are you after the workshop to talk to your child about sexuality? And our results show, for the first question, we found that 59% were very comfortable after the were very comfortable with the information after the workshop. 40% was somewhat comfortable, and 1% was a little comfortable after the workshop. For the second question, how well prepared do you feel after the workshop to talk to your children about sexuality? 51% were very well prepared, 47% was pretty well prepared, and 2% were not very well prepared at all. And the last question, how comfortable are you after the workshop to talk to your child about sexuality? A majority, 64%, was very comfortable, 35% was comfortable, and 1% was only uncomfortable. So to go back to the question, does a sexuality trainer program increase a parent's comfort level and preparedness when talking to their children about sexuality? Yes, it does.
Thank you, Christy. Okay, next we will